Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, October the 12th. Well, finally, a bullish report, at least in the beans and corn and wheat followed in suit. By the way, happy Farmers Day to everybody. Today is Farmers Day nationally, so happy Farmers Day. We got a little bit of a present with the report. Corn production, 70 million under last month. 15.064 under the average guess. The corn yield down 0.8 of a bushel at 173. Harvested acres were left unchanged. The corn carryout down 110 million to 2.11 billion bushels. Still a lot of corn, but certainly less than it was. The beans, they left unchanged at 220 on the carryout. That's pipeline levels and very tight out here. The wheat up 55 million to 670 on the carryout. The soybean production was 4104. That was 42 million under last month. They cut the yield by a half a bushel, left harvested acres unchanged. The world carryouts are a little bit friendly. Corn down 1.6 million metric tons. The beans down 3.7 million metric tons. And the wheat off 500,000 metric tons. The corn closed up 8 cents at 4.96. Wheat, December wheat closed up 15.5 at 5.71.5. November beans up 37.5 at 12.90. That was about a dime off its highs. The meal was up 15.80. Oil was up 65 ticks. On the report itself, they cut corn demand 25 million bushels in feed, 25 million in exports. They cut exports in the beans 35 million, but raised the crush 10 million. But we still came out with that 220 carryout, which again is pipeline levels and very tight out here. So overall, the beans rallied first, corn and wheat rallied, then broke a little bit, then came back as the beans made new highs. And all these closes weren't bad. We got up to 498 and three quarters on Dease corn. I would have liked to have seen a close over $5 there. We closed at 496. If we could see a good follow-up day tomorrow with funds covering more shorts in corn and wheat, that would certainly be helpful out here. I think the funds are back long beans now, maybe about 10,000 contracts of beans. They're long close to 50,000 meal and about even in the oil now. But if we could get them to cover short corn and wheat, that would be a beautiful thing, and I think we'll see some more natural support for the soybean market out here. So overall, I thought it was a pretty good day. We were fighting the stock market. Right now, it's down 190 on the Dow. We've been down 350 points at one point here today. That kind of kept a lid on things out here. The bonds are down almost 2 points. That, again, put a lid. And the dollar was up 76 ticks at 106.33. Again, kind of keeping the lid on this thing out here. So we'll see what tomorrow brings, but if we could see more fun covering and good technical closes tomorrow, I think it'd be a pretty good indication that the harvest lows are in and the funds need to cover short wheat and corn, get long the beans, get long the oil. So I think there's some positive news out here today for Happy Farmers Day. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.